Okay, 185 is our final item this morning, and it's a second reading.
Vacate a portion of North Lombard Street between North Richmond Avenue and North Charleston Avenue, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Okay, roll call, please.
Fritz.
Well, thanks, first of all, to Kurt Kruger and Lance Lindahl from the Portland Bureau of Transportation for bringing this issue to the developer's attention and then their willingness to reconsider. Thank you to our community stalwarts from North Portland who are here to watch the vote being taken. This was an issue on which reasonable people can and do disagree very passionately, and it was a good hearing airing both sides. In my perfect world, I wish I had been the final decision maker on the design of the building. The code ascribes that to our citizens volunteers in the design commission, and they approved the design of the building, and then it came to council for the street vacation. I do believe that the street vacation and the realignment will improve safety at the intersection. I believe that the design of the plaza and the placement of the St. John's sign can be done in a way that continues to make it a grand entryway to St. John's. I do hope the developer will continue to think of that as part of the signature piece of the building there rather than only looking after their own interests in the signage and other ways that the whole business is set up. Thanks to the owner of the Colony for being willing to work with us, and we'll make sure that her sign is still visible from the right-of-way, but no longer in the right-of-way because we don't have private signs in the right-of-way. And it is one on which I can see the pros and cons. I was on the St. John's Lombard Planning Commission work group that spent a lot of time on this a long time ago, and I'm really happy to be on the council to now approve another step forward. Aye.
Fish?
I'll simply add to what Commissioner Fritz has said that for me, the primary tipping point came when we talked about safety. And given the proximity to a school and some of the testimony we had from parents, I think safety is a significant issue here. I deeply appreciate the conversation we had as a community over a couple of meetings, a lot of passionate testimony, and I think the council sincerely engage those concerns, and on balance, I think this is the right approach. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
I really appreciate my colleagues' appreciation of the fact that this is a safety issue, and PBOT feels that we will have a safer intersection now. I want to thank a number of people among the community members. I want to thank our Lindsay Jensen, St. John's Main Street, Seamus Linsky, Vice Chair of the St. John's Neighborhood Association, Barbara Quinn of Friends of Baltimore Woods, John Tepley, I hope I'm not mispronouncing the name, Shea Wiesna, and John Petty, Gary Bohm, and Peter Brown from Save Ivy Island, Kurt Kruger, Lance Lindahl, and Teresa Montalvo of PBOT staff, the development team of Fareed Ballori, Alan Jones and Christy White, and Erica Niebel of my staff. Thank you all very much. Aye.
Hales.
Well, not all change is good, and not all development is additive to the quality of life in neighborhoods, so it's the responsibility of city staff and our volunteer commissions and us to make sure that we meet those tests. I think on balance, in this case, we have. Would we like things to stay the same? In many cases, yes, but this has been well managed and well calibrated, and I agree the safety issue to me is pretty paramount, and if we can end up with good placemaking and a safer street, then that constitutes success. Aye. Okay, we're recessed till 2 p.m.